Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Mabacki in, and Martin joins me now. Hi, Martin, how are you?
Hello, how are you, Sean? I'm all right, thank you very much. I'm happy.
It's fantastic.
Happy for the rain continue, and the drought-stricken area, farmers are celebrating. I'm getting contact from farmers, and they are very happy with this rain. And this is one of the best news I've ever heard. So what's happening right now, I'm giving some predictions for next couple of months. Climate models now indicating less warming of the tropical Pacific is likely to compare last month. So tropical Pacific is not warming as was expected. That's good news to start with. As a result, fewer models are predicting El Nino in 2018, not all models. Only 3 out of 8 models are saying there's a mild El Nino at this stage. Well, that's another better news. Indian Ocean Dipole has exceeded expectation 0.4 in positive. This all the time happens this time of year, the Indian Ocean Dipole. So Indian Ocean Dipole, and they say weak, well, El Nino, got no problem with that. And then a positive Indian Ocean during spring, especially means below average rainfall in the southern and southeastern part of Australia only. When positive Indian Ocean occurs together with El Nino, then we could say less rain. So El Nino is not happening, positive Indian Ocean is there, it's going to be more or less just on the edge in between. That rain is going to be, weather is going to be moderate.
Fantastic. Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We do appreciate it. And we'll talk again in a fortnight.
Looking forward. Take care.
Meteorologist Martin Babakian.